Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. What do October, November, and December, and especially this Saturday, have in common? Put together, they constitute for white-tail deer the season of love and of high potential for automobile deer strikes.
November being the most active month out of those three, but just traveling across the state, you see a lot more deer on the sides of the roads. And 14th is what we project the rut to be at its peak across the state. And luckily for us, that coincides with our opening on modern firearm season.
Luckily, says Kyle Sams, Kentucky Fish and Wildlife deer biologist, because that hunting season deer harvest will reduce the herd somewhat. One of two particular deer hotspots, far western Kentucky.
Ballard, Carlisle, Hickman, Fulton, Graves, McCracken, Callaway, Marshall, Livingston, Lyon, and Trigg. Those are your counties that you're most likely to hit a deer in the western portion.
They are everywhere, and they are active, but another area where the deer population is particularly high, the north central region.
Pendleton County, Boone County, Grant County, places like that, that we have really high deer densities, Owen County. Places that you're most likely to see a collision is obviously those areas that are most near major cities or very urban or suburban areas, such as Boone, Kenton, Campbell County.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
The greatest show on dirt. The North American Championship Rodeo returns to Louisville's Freedom Hall November 12th through the 14th, 7:30 nightly. Come on out for all the action, including bull riding. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster. There's special kids pricing all three nights. The rodeo's just a part of the family fun at the North American International Livestock Expo. Go to livestockexpo.org for more information.
In this whitetail mating season, as bucks chase the does, the bucks are not focused on cars, making auto deer collisions a real possibility.
And as we come into November, that's going to be pretty much the peak time for the rut, and you're going to begin to see that activity throughout the day, not just during dusk or dawn.
And those deer crossing signs on highways, the black jumping deer on yellow background, that is an indicator of a more likely spot to spot a deer up close.
Yes. That is a hot spot for deer crossings because of whether the terrain lays or may be some sort of bottleneck where it's easier for deer to cross in that area. So please just remind all folks, when you see those signs, just pay attention, maybe slow down a little bit, and just be careful as you enter those areas.
If you see a deer ahead, slow way down to avoid a collision. If a strike is inevitable, do not swerve, which can lead to overcorrection and contact with oncoming traffic or other dangers on the roadside. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.